My name is Andrew Kaufman. I'm a medical doctor and board certified forensic psychiatrist. This pandemic is not a real medical pandemic. The COVID-19 vaccine is not proven safe or effective because there has not been enough time. In addition, there is not a clear definition of any new disease for which it can be tested against. There has not been a virus that has been purified or shown to be the cause of an illness. Thus, there is no target for a vaccine. However, the bottom line is that since no additional deaths have occurred in relation to a new disease, there is simply no need for a new vaccine.
Hi, my name is Hilde Smets. I'm a Belgian medical doctor, and I'd like to say that a new COVID-19 vaccine is not safe and that there is no global medical pandemic. For almost 20 years, the pharmaceutical industry has been trying to develop corona vaccines, but never managed because they saw in the animal trials that there were serious side effects, autoimmune disorders, when the animal was exposed to a new wild-type virus. These autoimmune disorders are comparable with the complications we have seen in some COVID-19 patients. Now, due to the excuse of a global pandemic, the pharma industry has the permission to skip the animal trials. This means that we humans will be the guinea pigs, and we might get severe side effects when we are exposed to new viruses.
My name is Nils Fosse. I'm a medical doctor in Bergen, Norway. The COVID-19 vaccine has not been proven safe and effective. It's a new technology and it's been tested on a few thousands of people in a few months. Please do your own research. This is not a real medical pandemic. The death rates in Norway are not higher than on an average year.
Dr. Elizabeth Evans, retired doctor and co-founder of the UK Medical Freedom Alliance. The COVID-19 vaccines are not proven to be safe or effective. We believe that it is reckless and unnecessary to roll out these essentially experimental vaccines that are using a completely new mRNA technology to millions of people when there is only limited short-term safety data, no evidence that they will prevent transmission of the virus, and no long-term safety data to rule out late-onset negative effects like autoimmune diseases, infertility, and cancers.
This is Dr. Mohammed Adel from United Kingdom. I am fellow of the Royal College of Surgeons of UK and consultant surgeon. I've been working for the National Health Services for the last 30 years with unblemished record. I am chairman of the Global Nectarian Organization, All Pakistan Medical Association, UK, and recently we have developed World Doctors Alliance in collaboration with thousands of health professionals across the world. Recently, we had a very successful webinar, which has been viewed by millions of people across the world. I am standing for the cause of the humanity, especially in the current situation of the devastating effect due to coronavirus and its restriction imposed on the public. Many thanks.
Doctors aren't allowed to question COVID-19 in public. Material containing the truth about the alleged disease and the vaccine is banned. In the last year, I've been demonized and lied about, and a 50-year career and reputation trashed by those promoting a pandemic that never was and a vaccine that was never needed. The whole COVID-19 scam is, as I said in March 2020, the greatest hoax in history. The principle of informed consent is essential in medicine, but patients now having vaccines can't give informed consent because they aren't being informed. Thank heavens for sites such as Brand YouTube, which carry uncensored videos by doctors who've been censored or banned elsewhere.
My name is Professor Dolores Cahill. I'm a molecular biologist and an immunologist. And we have good news. The coronavirus and the lockdown was not as severe as was thought. We know that we can treat the symptoms of COVID-19 very successfully with vitamins D, C, and zinc, and with very safe medicines. So therefore, the lockdown and the measures like quarantining, social distancing, and masks were not necessary. And also, a vaccine is then also not necessary. There has never been a licensed RNA vaccine. And this is not because there have been many clinical trials, but that in the safety studies, there was significant adverse events and death in the animals that were used in these studies over the past 20 years.
My name is Zach Cox. I'm a holistic dentist and a homeopath. I'm a founder member of the World Doctors Alliance. I believe that the pandemic is fundamentally over and was so in the summer. I also firmly believe that there is no long-term safety data on any of the COVID vaccines. This means that they are essentially experimenting on us, which is against the Nuremberg Code. I will not be taking the vaccine.
Hello, I'm Dr. Anna Forbes. I'm a UK medical doctor here representing the UK Medical Freedom Alliance. This is a growing body of doctors, scientists, academics, and lawyers. We believe that there has been an overestimation of the public health risk from SARS-CoV-2 due to misrepresentation of data and inappropriate use of the PCR test. We call for the preservation of informed consent, medical choice, and bodily autonomy. As doctors, we believe this is absolutely crucial to maintain. Thank you.
I am Ralph Sundberg, MD, PhD, former associate professor in transplant surgery at Karolinska Institute. My opinion of this coronavirus crisis is that the PCR test is inaccurate. It actually causes so many false positives. So we are scared to vaccination, and I don't trust this vaccine.
My name is Dr. Johan Dennis from Belgium. The corona vaccine is not proven safe or effective. There is no medical emergency. It is a fake pandemic. The coronavirus is, in terms of harmfulness, mortality, and transmissibility, comparable to a seasonal flu. And I can only reject the extreme disproportionate measures that are taken by our governments. There is no emergency situation. It was all orchestrated to make you fearful enough to take the vaccine. This vaccine is just not proven safe. It has been developed too quickly. We have no idea what the long-term effects will be. It needs much more investigation. There is no hurry or emergency. It might possibly change your DNA. This is irreversible and irreparable for all future generations. An experiment on humanity. I would never give it to myself, my patients, or my loved ones. We are no guinea pigs. There is nanotechnology present in this vaccine. Nanobots in hydrogels have been developed for military purposes. There are strong indications it could make you a controllable puppet by means of your own smartphone, connected with a 5G network and artificial intelligence. In this way, you could lose everything that makes you human. So please inform yourself well before you decide. Very useful information can be found on the website of Robert Kennedy, childrenshealthdefense.org. I bless you all.
Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cullum, chiropractic physician from Turpin, Oklahoma, USA. This is not a real medical pandemic the world is enduring at this time. The vaccine has not been proven safe or effective, and I will not be taking and or recommending it because there is no safe vaccine, period.
My name is Moritz van der Borch. I'm working as a journalist in science and medicine, and I'm from Germany. Do not take this vaccine. This vaccine is dangerous. This pandemic is a fraud.
My name is Amfir Lafain. I'm a medical doctor from Belgium, specialized in chronic infectious diseases such as Lyme, Epstein-Barr, molds, etc. The COVID-19 vaccine is not proven safe nor effective. And I think it's unacceptable that all liabilities have been waived for the companies that are producing it. If pharma doesn't take responsibility for the products they make, how can they expect doctors to inject them to their patients without doubt of doing harm? More and more, we see that this is really not a medical pandemic. The measures for corona caused far more collateral damage than the virus causes itself. Worldwide, we see that the numbers of cases are falsely presented in order to drive the population to obedient behavior and to vaccination. So please be critical. Do your own research and don't let the media manipulate you. I think it's time to react. Time to stand up for your freedom, for the future of your children. Don't give in to anxiety, to polarization, to governmental control, and to restriction of your freedom, all under the false pretext of a virus, because that's what's happening.
Hi, this is Dr. Tom Cowan, and I just want to remind people that we have to remember that health does not come from the injection of toxins into our bodies, but rather from deciding what it means to be human and pursuing that with all your heart.
I'm Dr. Kevin Corbett, a retired registered nurse and health scientist in the United Kingdom. The COVID vaccines are not proven safe or effective. COVID is not a real medical epidemic. The vaccines use synthetic products that will alter your genes, allow monitoring of your vaccination status, and produce dangerous chemical reactions. Scientists are therefore demanding that all COVID vaccinations be immediately stopped. The real epidemic is fear and hysteria. It started in China and quickly spread via the World Health Organization. The hysteria was accelerated by corporations who gained financially through selling fast-tracked, flawed medical tests, toxic antiviral drugs, and now unproven and potentially dangerous vaccines. Standard precautions which normally protect the public have been disregarded due to ignorance, hysteria, and profits. For example, the vaccines have not undergone proper phase 3 tests. The COVID test, the PCR, is fatally flawed. It was never examined in the standard way by the United Kingdom National Health Service, and it should never have been used on sick people or those with no symptoms. You can read about the flaws in the PCR test at www.cormandrostenreview.com.
My name is Dr. Carrie Made. I am an internal medicine physician from the United States of America. I've owned my own clinic, and I've been medical director of two different clinics, as well as being an attending physician for medical students over the last 19 years. I'm here to tell you that there is no worldwide pandemic for COVID-19. We're using testing mechanisms called PCR that have never been indicated or created to diagnose any infection. This is not the way we should be diagnosing. In addition, hospitals and doctors are getting financial incentives to diagnose COVID-19. On top of that, we have multiple lab errors happening around the world over and over, indicating more false positives. On top of that, I am here to tell you that I will not take the COVID-19 vaccine, and I will not recommend the COVID-19 vaccine for any of my patients. This vaccine is experimental on the human race because they are proposing to use modified messenger RNA or modified DNA synthetic to the human body. This is the first time ever this will ever be launched on the human race. We don't know what could happen to us. In addition, they're proposing to use nanolipid technology or nanotechnology and the human race as well. There are so many different awful things that can happen to us, and we need to investigate this before we go forward. This is my alarm call to the world.
My name is Dr. Bear Lando. and I've treated many vaccine-damaged children due to the lack of proper testing and the spurious conditions surrounding the alleged pandemic. I would highly caution anyone considering taking the COVID-19 vaccine.
I am Kate Cimarroni, natural nurse in a toxic world. Do I believe there is a pandemic? Absolutely not. There's no evidence of that. Do I believe that COVID-19 exists? Absolutely not. It has never been proven. Do I believe that the population need this new COVID-19 dangerous vaccine that's not had the safety trials done and it hasn't ever been done before? Absolutely not. No one needs it. Do I believe that our government should be arrested for possibly genocide? Absolutely.
My name's Samdi Luna, retired pharmacist, and I live in Norway. The COVID-19 vaccines are not proven safe or effective. I'll focus on just two safety issues. The vaccines carry the risk of immune enhancement. Instead of protecting against infection, the vaccine can actually make the disease worse when a vaccinated person is infected with the virus. Secondly, in the UK, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency has made an urgent request. Quote, the MHRA urgently seeks an artificial intelligence software tool to process the expected high volume of COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reactions.
Mitt namn är Boris Dragin och jag är diplomerad akupunktör från Göteborg. Jag har drivit en privat komplementärmedicinsk klinik i över 40 år. Denna så kallade covid-pandemi är inte en riktig pandemi. Detta är ett globalt angrepp mot våra mänskliga rättigheter, vår frihet och våra samhällen. Man måste vara spritsprångande galen för att acceptera ett otestat experimentellt vaccin som kommer från en kriminell tillverkare som rusar igenom säkerhetsfasen och profiterar enormt genom att pressa folk att ta det. Tror du verkligen att det finns ett försäkringsbolag någonstans i världen som skulle våga försäkra ett sådant vaccin? Låt våra ledare och alla förespråkare av det här rävgiftet ta det.
Hello everybody, my name is Piotr Rubas. I come from Poland. I work as an internist in Germany, currently as honorarius. I strongly disagree to getting vaccinated with this experimental preparation called the corona vaccine. Firstly, each and every new vaccine has to undergo a period of clinical trials, which is at least 5 years. Secondly, why should I expose my body to something unknown due to the virus, which mortality rate is similar to that of seasonal influenza virus?
The COVID-19 vaccine is not proven safe or effective. This is not a real medical pandemic.
I want you to remember that each one of you, every single one of you, independently is a beacon of light for those around you. So set the example, stand up, continue to fight, continue to speak out, especially for your children. Let your children see what it means to be free. Allow your children to witness your heroism and that you are willing to stand up and do what's right, regardless of what's going on around you.
Ce n'est pas le principe du vaccin le problème aujourd'hui. Le problème, c'est qu'on essaye de nous faire croire qu'il a été possible, en moins d'un an, de développer de nouveaux vaccins contre une nouvelle maladie, en utilisant en plus dans certains cas de nouvelles technologies adjuvantes, et ce, à très très large échelle. Donc ce ne va pas être une population ciblée qui va être vaccinée, ça va être à peu près tout ce qui peut être vacciné sur Terre. Or, toute personne qui a travaillé dans le vaccin sait qu'on a besoin de temps pour pouvoir collecter suffisamment de données pour assurer l'efficacité et la sécurité d'un vaccin et en comprendre les tenants et les aboutissants.
For the better part of a century, vaccination has relied on corrupt science, propaganda, and systemic suppression of true informed consent. With the COVID vaccine, we reach an inflection point where the truth is available for all to see. Will you trust GMO, pharmaceutical, and 5G subsidizing eugenicist technocrats with your health? Or will you see through their claims to a transhumanist agenda that aims to dispossess you of trust in your body, of any agency around your own life, and even of the fabric of your own humanity? Vaccination is penetration of the body, mind, and spirit by the state. The COVID-19 vaccine is not proven safe or effective. This is not a real medical pandemic.
My name is Konstantin Pavlidis, and I'm a professor of cognitive science, a biomedical researcher, and an integrated healthcare practitioner in London. I feel that the COVID-19 virus is not a real medical pandemic, and for this reason, the vaccine that is being produced is not proven safe or effective because there are four stages. The latent asymptomatic stage, the developmental stage where there is a manifestation of symptoms, the virus convinces the T cells that it's not an invader, and then it hacks into the immune system. And finally, the fourth stage is the decline of the virus's presence, where it is undetectable by any test and it's not present in the body liquids. The viral DNA becomes a part of the DNA's host immune cells. So for this reason, no COVID tests are truly accurate, and no produced vaccine could be accurate, as it tricks the immune system into reacting as if there is a real viral attack, where this triggers monocytes in the attempt to access the immune memory cells. These actions appear as viral symptoms, for example, chronic fatigue, muscular contractions, or mental health disorders ranging from depression to suicidal tendencies. And all of these are, in fact, side effects of the vaccine's influence.
Know that when they develop this, it's under the umbrella of the 2005 PREP Act. They have complete liability protection. You can't sue them, and you have no recourse if this vaccine harms you. They have been trying to develop a coronavirus vaccine since 2002, since we had SARS. And every animal study that they've done, particularly the ferret study, which the ferret's immune system mimics the human adult immune system, ferret studies, rabbits, and rat studies, all the animals ended up with a paradoxical immune response in which the antibody levels that were very high actually accelerated the infection, made it much worse, and allowed the pieces of the virus to go inside of the cell and be incorporated into the DNA of the recipient of that vaccine by a process called transduction. That transduction irreversibly puts that virus, snip of virus, into your DNA and transforms your cells.
Hello, I'm Santa de Poet. I'm a freelance journalist, and I represent Children's Health Defense in Europe with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. We want to alert you to the fact that the current COVID vaccines are an experimental product based on the injection of genetic material into our cells. And the risk of using these new technologies on humans and the environment are unknown, while they could have irreversible consequences. In April, the Pandemic Accelerator Act of the European Union allowed vaccine producers to have a free pass for safety. And on July 15, the European Parliament agreed to remove the need of risk evaluation requested under the GMO regulations. That decision was made in 10 days. There were no scientific reports, no hearings in Health Commission, no debate, and no amendments prior to this vote. So Children's Health Defense Europe has asked for the annulment of this decision in the European Court of Justice in Luxembourg. Please share this information, as it is extremely important to understand that the current COVID vaccines are not proven safe. Our legislators have abandoned the principle of precaution by putting blind faith in a dangerous experiment.
My name is Heiko Santelmann. I am a German medical doctor, now working in Norway. I have been working with general practice for 40 years, doing research for 20 years, the last 10 years, especially on vaccines. I have to shout out that this is not a real medical pandemic, and the COVID-19 vaccine is not proven to be safe or effective. I agree with the British Medical Journal that the testing is not done honestly. The claimed 90% effect is really only 0.2% if you study the results. I wonder, why did Gates and his conspiracy terrorists spend billions to develop vaccines that can sterilize men, women, and even their unborn children?
Uniform and forceful measures, medical measures, are unethical and cannot be implemented on a defenseless population, neither as tests nor as vaccines. Any medical intervention, testing, treatment, or vaccine can only be implemented in an ethical and legal way, based on an individual medical consideration, well-informed patient consent, and clinical evidence of harmlessness beyond doubt. Thank you.
My name is Mikael Nordfors. I'm a medical doctor from Sweden, and I'm working with integrative medicine. And there is no pandemic, and the vaccine is neither safe nor effective. And to give an untested vaccine to entire humanity and use them as guinea pigs is complete madness and nothing else. And we must stop it now. And it's even more madness to give it to children when children don't suffer from COVID-19. Nobody died under the age of 15 in my country so far. And then there's only side effects and risks and costs. And that's a waste of money and waste of human life and safety. So stop it now. And I also bet that there will never be a vaccine as safe and effective as vitamin D that can reduce mortality between 50 and 95%, depending on the level of vitamin D you have in your blood. Thank you very much.
Hello, I'm Elke de Kerk. I'm a medical doctor from the Netherlands. I have informed myself about the vaccine, and I want to tell you about three things. First of all, this vaccine could be sterilizing women and girls. Secondly, this vaccine could cause a viral interference, a priming, and then it can cause a cytokine storm, which is very dangerous for your health, for people. This has been seen in humans and animals, animal testing with other coronavaccines. And then thirdly, this vaccine could change your genetic blueprint, your genetic code, your DNA forever, and we don't know what that's going to bring you. Thank you very much. Inform yourself, protect your children, and look it up. Thank you.